Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
PTs for TDs, how do you feel about paying for a personal trainer for our politicians? Now look, I know the headline that you'll see today is €190,000. So it's 47 and a half grand over a 4-year contract. I think the money's probably irrelevant. The question still stands, should taxpayers have to pay for personal training for our politicians? 1800 453 106 is the number. Sean is on the line. Sean, is it a fair service to offer?
I think it is. I mean, this is something which has cropped up before. Back in 2019, there was an FOI done and it found that there was 4,000 instances in which the gym provided by the Oireachtas was used. And despite, you know, what you're seeing in the headlines of it being for politicians, less than 10% of those uses were actually by politicians. The vast majority of the cases, it was just ordinary office workers. So that's either people working for TDs or senators or people working for the Oireachtas itself directly.
Because there's a lot of Oireachtas staff there.
Well, yeah.
A lot of staff.
There's a lot. I think it's going to be about 1,000 people eligible to use it. And I mean, personally, I'd say, like, there's lots of ways that our taxes can be spent, which are quite frankly pretty stupid. I know we're seeing that a lot now when it comes to bike sheds, security huts, with the amount that we're spending on the children's hospital, and even the fact that we've so far spent more on the metro in Dublin than India spent sending a rover to the far side of the moon, and the difference there being that they actually managed to do it. So there's lots of stupid ways we can spend spend taxpayers' money. Mm. So I think when it comes to something that's making office workers' lives a bit better, I don't think that's a stupid way of spending it.
Yeah.
I actually think it's quite good. More than happy. Yeah, I'm more than happy to see my taxes go towards making an ordinary person's life better.
So should anybody have to contribute anything, even the politicians? Or you think this just should be there, offered, and free for all?
Yeah, I think so. I think it should be one of those things that's just sort of a perk of the job. I mean, like, even then, politics is something for where we see a lot of politicians are probably disproportionately just unfit. It's a sort of job that it's very difficult to be fit in because there's, you know, long hours. A lot of it is sitting down. I mean, even just retaining the job is called holding a seat. So it's not surprising that they sit down as much. It's one of those jobs where it's actually quite difficult to even
stay fit. That's very unsocial hours, long hours, no question about that.
It is. And it's one where, I mean, there's no doubt that politicians can absolutely afford to go out of their way and buy themselves a gym membership if they want to do it. But at the same time, I mean, these are people who are supposed to be dealing with crises when they come and go. And I'd like the politicians that we have at a very minimum to be as fit as perhaps they can be. Or at the very least, I think we should take steps to try improve their fitness. I don't see any harm in it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's a lot of money at, like, on a face value of it for you or I to have, it sounds like. But to be honest, you'd have to then start looking at what are the costs associated with having it not be applied universally. At which point, it might just make more sense to just leave it as is.
Okay. Senator Mary Siri Carney is with us. Stay on the line, Sean, if you don't mind. I want to hear the thoughts and views of a couple of other callers here today. Do you defend, Mary, the use of personal trainers for TDs being paid for by the state?
Well, I suppose the first thing is I would agree with Sean insofar as Leinster House complex is a massive complex that employs thousands of people and they all have access to the gym. So it's not just TDs and senators. When I read the headlines this morning, I thought, you know, gosh, 190,000, and the optics of this is going to be that it's TDs and senators. And to be perfectly honest, my view would be TDs and senators can contribute to it. As regards, yes, it is long hours. Yes, it is a very stressful job. But we also do an awful lot of pavement walking between leaflet drops and canvassing and out meeting the public, but also people are remunerated sufficiently to be able to take out their own gym membership. I was unaware that it was a supervised facility until I read the headlines this morning. My view was it was the facility was somewhere in the basement of Leinster House. I have never seen it. I've never had time to actually go to it, to be perfectly honest. But I contrast it, I suppose, to my own home constituency of Dublin South Central, has a lot of social housing tenants where they either an approved housing body or Dublin City Council will rent apartments in complexes that have gyms and have facilities in it. However, if you're a social housing tenant, you don't have access to those gyms. And that was the first contrast that I made in my head this morning of saying, and when I reasoned that out with the council, because I was fearful that thinking, well, if you're living in a complex and depending on what type of who your landlord is, you either have access to the facilities in the complex or not. That was terribly unfair. And Dublin City Council and approved housing bodies' response to me would be they direct the money into actual housing. So that was the contrast that I made in my head. I absolutely don't begrudge free access for all of the staff in Leinster House. They do work very long, very unsocial hours. It's reasonable that they have a gym on the facility, on the campus, and that they have free access to it in the same way as other employer perks.
Thought on this is that, I don't want to be overly sensationalist about this. I don't have an issue with there being a gym or a fitness suite or whatever you want to call it. I don't have an issue with that being there in the grounds of Leinster House. I don't have an issue with any staff member, who they are, whether they're TD, senator, Taoiseach, usher, staff member, secretary. I have no problem with anybody using this service. It's there. I mean, sure, a lot of companies, like the Googlers have, you know, free gym. A lot of other organisations have free gyms and services on site. I don't have a problem with that. I do think, though, the politicians, and TDs in particular, on over 100 grand a year, I do think they should have to pay for their own personal training, though.
I personally agree with that. As I say, it wasn't until I read the headlines this morning that I was aware that this was a supervised gym with personal trainer in it at all. Because, as I say, it has never occurred to me to go to the gym. If I want to go to the gym, I'll do it outside of Leinster House and in my own personal time. Similarly, I have a hybrid car. I've never plugged it in Leinster House. I do that in my own home at my own expense. So there are things that I just don't think personally, because I'm a senator, it's an incredible privilege to be able to represent people. I want to be the voice of the people, that I don't feel that I have entitlements while I'm there. I'm there to do a job, and I go in and I do my job. But that said, for the staff, I have no problem with that. And I asked this morning, since I spoke to your researcher this morning, I said, you know, what is the use of the gym? And it would concur with exactly what Sean is saying, that less than 10% of the usage of the gym was by TDs or senators. Well, the vast majority are the staff who do work incredibly long hours.
Stephanie Regan is a clinical psychotherapist. Take a broader look at this, Stephanie Farris. Like, are we missing something? Maybe are the taxpayers right to pay for a PT for TDs?
Hi, Andrea and everyone. My broader view would be that anything that promotes health and well-being is to be welcomed. And the workplace is a really good place to catch people for that and to promote, you know, physical activity. We also promote people looking after their stress and all of that. So many organisations do provide services, and they do provide them free at the point of use to all staff. So where is the issue? To me, there is no issue, I have to say. Now, we can get political about it and say, well, you know, our senators and TDs, should they get this? I think there's an opportunity here to say this is a model. You know, you expect people who are leading in many ways in
lead
the country,
by example,
you know, to be dealing with the best practice and to be doing things in the best way. So if they can lead on that, I don't see anything negative. If you take that 49,000 and you know, divide it up per capita for who is using it, and for, you know, as a sort of a euros per staff member or euros divided by all of that, it's really a very small amount. So I think that It's about promoting well-being, promoting physical activity. And lots of people, once they're drawn in and it's made easy, it becomes a habit. Now, I know those who are already highly motivated, they will go to their own gym and all of that. But what is wrong with it if you're making it easier for people to do this in the workplace?
People who have tight time constraints, I suppose, as well, you could argue.
Yes, and also, I mean, I suppose the 10%, and remember, the broad body of people there are staff who come in and out each day and whatever. But for lots of TDs as well, they come from the country. They do these long commutes and they do all of the, you know, what's wrong with that person taking half an hour out and going to the gym? Mm. We know that efficiencies increase. We know that our general well-being increases, but also our whole kind of output level increases when we do that, decompress and switch our energy levels. So I think it's a really positive thing.
What about you, Cleona?
Well, I have to very much echo what Stephanie just said. I think it is the, what can I say, real meaning, you know, for people to operate and the stress that a lot of TDs are under and the travel and all the rest of it. I think it's a very good idea. And I would wonder, apparently there is a supervisor in the gym already, but I think they're probably not properly trained. You know, I don't mean not properly trained, but not a personal trainer. And therefore, I think if there was a personal trainer that would help the people, be they TDs, workers, whoever, to get the most out of the gym facilities and all the rest, why not? And can I say, what I really think this, like so many issues, it's a bit of a red herring. When you think of all the other money, and people have mentioned it already, we don't, you know, the hospital, mother of God, what are we at? And then we have the bike shed and we have the Taoiseach's hut, which costs 1 point something million. I think the major problem here is that there isn't a good, what can I say, like a financial controller who's looking over how a lot of the money is spent and in bigger schemes. This really, I think, would be very good for everybody that's working in the Dáil. It's a minuscule amount of money, really, and, you know, comparison to how much is spent in other areas.
Yeah,
so I think
bigger issues.
It's a good idea.
Right.
I'd be all for it.
Declan has texted in. He says, if there's one thing an Irish politician needs is another perk of the job, a normal working person is to go out and even buy their own uniform. Another listener, these civil servants are getting well paid and can well afford to pay for their gym membership or that the services of a personal trainer. Another text, if the TDs can get free training, can I get my gym paid for with the PRSI? Well, funny, that was something we were only talking about, calls for that last week. Another texter, if the gym is for personal use and not open to the public, why would public money be spent for it then? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Stephen Matthews is Green Party TD in Wicklow. Stephen, what's your view on this?
Good morning, Andrea.
How are you?
So I don't really have an issue with a gym facility being available to the thousands of people that are on campus here in the Houses of the Oireachtas. It would not be an unusual situation in a large workplace for a gym facility to be on site. The question then on should we be paying for it or not? Should the public be footing the bill for this or should the users be footing the bill for it? And my understanding is, I think the headline was a little sensationalist. It had this 190,000 figure, but that's over 4 years for a qualified gym instructor. So my view on it is provide the facility. You know, your physical health and your mental health are very, very important. I know people have commented that the job is stressful.
Yeah.
But I think if you look at, say, the thousands, about 260 of those are the, or less, 220 are the elected members. So the vast majority of people that would have access to this will be the staff who are on site who work incredibly hard. And the pay scales in the Oireachtas, they do vary, you know, from special advisors get quite well paid, but there's a lot of administrative staff here that wouldn't be earning that high wage. Now, I think we should pay for it. I absolutely think if I was to go over and use that gym, I would expect.
Now, which now, the like, use of the gym or the personal training part?
Well, the all-in package. You know, a general member of the public, they join a gym and they pay their a yearly subscription, or you can have that pay-as-you-use kind of thing, which works out a little bit more expensive. But when you pay for a gym membership, you're paying for access to gym instructors and you're paying for access the equipment, etc. So I don't have a problem with the facility. I actually think it will be good for the health and well-being of everybody that works in here. But I do think, and I would have no objection to paying for it whatsoever. I honestly would not have the time when I'm in here.
Have you ever been in it out of curiosity?
I've never been in it. I don't even know where it
Mary
is.
Mary said the same.
Yeah, and do you know what? I look around, you know, I look around and say, God, the snow was good. It was spending a bit more time in the gym.
Well, no, I didn't say that, but go on.
No, but I did say that. You know, but it is like the job. You're rushing from meeting to meeting. You're eating on the go. The eating habits aren't great. I know my eating habits aren't great in here at all. But I just wouldn't have time to get to the gym. But I am in a lucky position that I'm based in Bray. So I just travel in and out by bus and train. We've a lot of people here who travel up. And this is their home, basically, you know, for 3 or 4 days of the week. So having access to a gym on site, no issue whatsoever. I think if we were to have sort of a sliding pay scale to say, you know, those who are earning more are paying a little bit more and those who are earning less should have more of a subsidy on it.
So I'm looking at the details of this. So this gym, apparently it can hold 12 to 15 users, can comfortably use the room at any one time. It must be fairly small then. It can't be a huge fitness suite if that's the case. And the average number of users on a monthly basis is approximately 145. And Sean, at the very beginning of all of this, you had the figure that it was just 10% were politicians.
Yeah,
it
was under 10%.
Right. I have a voice note in from Alan on this as well.
Well, personally, I don't have a problem with it because it's becoming like a perk of a job now in all these new tech companies. They would have facilities like gyms and personal trainers for their employees to keep fit. I suppose they see it as an improvement to the whole, you know, sort of working environment. So I don't see as an issue that politicians can get fit as well. And if it's only 50,000 a year for a personal trainer, I think it's justified in my opinion.
Yeah, Shane is on the line in Dublin. Shane, do you agree?
I was talking to somebody else there. I texted in yesterday just in relation to it's the kind of when you hear about these 150 grand or 350 grand for the bike and it's a personal trainer. I've no issue with the personal trainer or the gym in the dog.
Yeah.
There's plenty of companies do that kind of thing, and it's good for. I mean, it is good for the as the lads said for the staff that are working there. It's not just the TDs in the dog. There's a lot of staff working there as well who would avail of it. So I wouldn't have an issue with that. But it's this constant drip of 150 grand for a security hood. It's the million-pound printer that didn't fit into a room, and there's no accountability in any way, shape, or form. You've got what I would consider the permanent government. We vote every 5 years or so for TDs to be elected, but they're only mouthpieces for the elected government or for the permanent government. Who the sitting heads of departments who nobody would know who they are. They're on astronomical wages, and there's absolutely no accountability for anybody who signs off on any of these jobs. And it's a constant. Okay, we've got loads of money in the bank now at the minute. 10 years ago, we didn't. We had no money. We were going with a begging bowl to Europe, and it's just a constant drip feed of.
That's what
a waste.
Yeah, that's what
and zero accountability.
That's what bothers you, Mary. Can I just ask you finally? I have to say, you heard it yourself, the broad variety of voices today, no issue at all actually with this personal trainer. I know you didn't agree with it being something that the taxpayer paid for, but if for no other reason, the optics of this, you know, 2 weeks out from the budget, like, it looks bad.
That was my very words to you.
You're there, Mary, you can hear me, yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go on ahead.
So they were my very words to you. It is about the optics of it. It's also about leadership. I don't believe I'm entitled to a sort of additional perks in the job. I do see that we need to promote wellness, and we need to certainly encourage people. But there's lots of ways of doing that. And when you have social housing tenants not being allowed to have access to the gyms and the places that they live because a policy decision is made, then I don't believe that politicians should be availing of gyms free of charge. They should be able to make a contribution to it. And that would be, you know, I've gone in and negotiated or attempted to negotiate for social housing tenants to have access to the gyms and their facilities. And the view is it's not good expenditure of money.
Okay.
I think that if there was contribution by those who want to avail of the gym in Leinster House, then let the members of the House, the TDs and senators, let them make a financial contribution towards the membership for those who use it. Everybody else either does it privately or else goes for a run or a walk.
All right, we'll leave it there. Mary Siri Carney, Stephanie Regan as well, Stephen Matthews, of course, Green TD in Wicklow, Cleona, Sean, Alan, Shane, thanks a million for getting in touch. Look, if you want to send your own views in about praying for a personal trainer for politicians, I mean, the majority of our listeners have zero issue at all with it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.